Hey everybody, today I have Lou Cordaro with us at the Corona Podcast. I'm very happy that she's with us because Lou has been a long time part of the Urban Art Kids project. So hi Lou, how are you today?
Fine, thank you for inviting me.
So I know that you just got back from a sabbatical time. Must be weird to come back to such kind of a reality, right?
Oh yeah, it's all a change of mindset, kind of. Yeah, I was traveling for 9 months, a long time. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we were hoping to come back and be at home a little bit because we started missing it at some point. But yeah, we didn't expect to come back to just staying at home, only staying at home. So yeah, it was quite some adjusting to do, to be here again and working again, but only from home. It's all different, definitely.
But just tell us a little bit about the trip. So you've been traveling around South America, right?
Yeah.
Which countries did you visit?
Actually started from Berlin. We went to Iceland, then to Canada, because I have many friends. And we stayed there a whole month. And then, yeah, South America. We did Argentina, Chile, Peru, Bolivia, and Colombia. And then back to Argentina. Argentina is a big country. I'm from Argentina, by the way, for those who don't know me. So there we stayed a long time visiting family and visiting the country. It's such a big country. It's like a continent. So there, there was a lot of exploring to do. Yeah, very nice.
Mm-hmm. So what was the best part?
Oh, that's a tricky question. Everyone asks the same. I guess we really, really loved Patagonia. I went with my husband that the week. But we loved Patagonia. It was I've only been to Bariloche in the south of Argentina, but now we did a lot more, and there are so many like unexplored places that are amazing, little towns and lakes and woods, and yeah, everything feels so, I don't know, free. Yeah, it's a good and a nice memory in these times.
You also documented it. You put a lot of pictures on your Instagram account, so we were always jealous about what you were up to, right?
Oh yeah, I know, I got that comment, yes.
So back now to Berlin, you also work on several projects. What is the actual thing you're working on?
Yeah, well, the last time in Argentina, I took some illustration classes with a teacher that I love. And every time I'm there, I go back to her workshop. And from that workshop, I started a new book, children's book. I'm an illustrator, so that's what I try to do the most of the time. So I have this new project of a book, and now I have the time to work a lot on that because obviously the classes are much less now. I used to teach in my studio and in different places, in a school, well, obviously with you. And most of that is not happening now, so I'm teaching from home, but I still have a lot of time. So now I'm working on that book almost.
And you want to tell us a little bit what the book is about? Not details, but a little bit.
The idea, I started thinking of, I mean, what things I connect with the most. And here in Berlin, I have my watercolor workshop weekly. And there, I met lots of people from around the world, and they always tell me their stories, why they are here, and what they feel here, what they miss from home. It's a lot of like migration stories. So I started thinking about that, and of course I connect because I also came here from Argentina, and I'm also an expat. And, like, there are things I miss and things that I don't understand, and you always struggle with the language and this and that. So I started thinking of one of those stories of a student that really shocked me because she really had a hard time like surviving Berlin time. Surviving is obviously dramatic, but.
Yeah, really, because Berlin is, I think, not the worst place to live in.
but she didn't want to come to be here. So that makes a different experience. She just came because her husband was working, had to work here. And well, I mean, there are lots of stories like that. It really depends if you come because you want to come or you just come to see what's there. And of course, depends on your personality and stuff. But well, this story is just like about her and how she overcame that nostalgic phase and stuff. But it's cute. I mean, now it's, if you say it, it's a long story. It sounds very intense, but in pictures, it's a little bit quieter and it's going well. I like it.
Perfect. And what's the plan? When do you want to publish it?
The idea was to have it ready for end of March because I had everything booked to go to the Bologna fair. Bologna.
Right. That's also not happening. It's really a pity.
I booked all that when I was in Argentina, and that was like beginning of March, and everything was still fine. And then, earlier. And then I got an email saying they postponed it to April. And of course, 2 weeks after that, it was like big chaos and they just had to cancel it completely. But yeah, it was such a pity because I already had lots of interviews arranged there to show it. Was working during the last phase of the trip. I was working every day, painting every day to have it ready. And they canceled everything. I was like, okay, I
can
review a couple of things.
And you can't do it online to do an interview with them online, present it to them online?
I'm still in touch with these publishers that say, okay, we want to see it, we are interested. But now everything in that world is kind of stuck because they don't know if they will have the money to produce because, of course, many bookshops are closed, so they are not selling. So this year is kind of tricky to release new things. I don't know if they are going to be able to spend so much money and stuff. So we'll see. Everything is now in pause, kind of.
Well, it's weird because I think now especially kids have the time to read those kind of books.
That's
or true. Adults, you know?
But in many countries, it's all completely shut down. Like, no bookshops at all, no selling, not even online. So
yeah. I also heard, I was just talking the other day to my sister, that even the post office in Spain is closed, you know, because it's really crazy situation. Meanwhile, here, everything's working, even like big delivery services are coming on Sundays. It's so weird how, the restrictions are different in the countries, right?
Yeah, I guess maybe big publishers, like big companies, still work. But smaller independent ones are having a harder time.
Yeah, but the good thing is you have everything ready. So if things are getting better, then you can go and show it to them. I wish you all the luck for that. That's for sure. And so talking about you're giving classes, did you continue giving classes when you were back? Like now I saw that you do them online. How does that work?
Yeah, well, I have two things. First of all, I started with some, I call it R meetings, that I used to do when I just first came to Berlin because I was on Couchsurfing. That is this platform that basically gets travelers together. And there you can post like meetings, basically. Let's meet and do blah, blah, blah. And it's for free and it's just to meet people and connect. And I used to do these meetings that were just like a little game that we do with words. And then we have to paint what we got, like random words. It's a fun activity. You don't need to know how to draw or anything. It's just to spend some time and meet other people, meanwhile you draw and then share what you've done. So I started doing that again online because I thought now it's a good moment to connect with people that are bored at home and would like to explore their artsy part. And that's going well. That's every Thursday at 6 Berlin time. via Zoom, which is working fine for me. So that's nice. It's also a nice experiment because I'm connecting with people that I haven't seen in a long time, like old students that moved out of Berlin and I haven't seen for a while, or my family, anyone, like wherever you are now, like it looks much easier to be connected. And then I also started with the watercolor classes, which is also nice because also lots of old students then have been telling me for a long time, can't we Skype? Can't we do something online? And I was like too lazy to do the setup and get the holder for the phone and the camera and the computer ready and everything. Like, I mean, if I wanted to do it right. So I needed to be prepared and to see what they see. And like, you know, of course, it's like a different method if it's online, because it's just different what we could do here. So yeah, it took some time, but now I could say, yes, let's do that. And I'm meeting all my old students. One is in Spain, one is in here in Germany, but in Leipzig. And some here from Berlin, but it's nice. That's also a nice experience. It could be cool. I mean, the good or not so bad side of all this is that maybe you get new methods, new ways of doing your work, I guess, because this I could easily continue doing even when everything is fine with students that are far away, and I never thought of that. So at least the right side.
Definitely, it gives new opportunities. We also experienced that with our online class for kids on Saturday with Julia. And so we connect people from Spain, from Amsterdam, from here, from Berlin. It's really fun to see them all. And yeah, as you said, you can really think about continuing such kind of formats like after the lockdown, that's for sure. Because it's easy. Once you've done it, it's not anymore. It's easier to continue doing it. So that's really fun, definitely.
You can think of people that really can't leave their houses, or older people, or lonely people that always work at home and need to do something creative. It's a nice escape also.
Yeah, that's for sure. Do you have any new routines now during Corona? Have you experienced something new besides, obviously, the online classes for yourself?
Well, the good thing is that, like, 2 years ago, I think, I made my studio at home. That was a very good idea because we had this big room, basically empty. And I decided, I was thinking of renting, like, or going to a co-working space or something. And I finally decided to do it here. And that was such a good idea because now I have everything I need at home. So I just come here and close the door and I feel in my working space, but it's still home. And so basically my routine is the same as before, because I always used to get up and still put an alarm. So I don't feel on holidays. I put an alarm, I have breakfast, and I come to the studio to work. I paint and I do sometimes a little bit of the book and some other illustrations and things to post, like work in progress, little things to post on Instagram. And the videos now, to show some videos to my students on this. But that, I mean, that's normal studio life from before. The only difference is that obviously I don't go out for the classes, but the rest, I think illustrators were very well prepared because we are used to being alone for long hours.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Everyone not seeing the sun, kind of.
But that's what I hear a lot, that they're already used to work this way, you know, because if you're doing creative work, you're usually by yourself. Or if you want, you can do those group drawing classes together, but that's also what you're still doing. But besides, if you're working on your projects, you do it by yourself. It's not a group work usually. So yeah, for you it was easy.
Exactly. All my friends have been posting these memes. So I've been preparing for this my whole life.
Right. That's true.
So yeah, not a lot of adjusting in that matter.
Okay. Well, Lou, so much. Thank you so much for sharing today your actual situation with us. We're definitely going to put on the links for your classes close to, with the podcast, so people can join you for the meeting. Definitely. And all the luck, good luck for your project, also for the book publishing. I'm pretty sure at some point, we'll be at some kind back to a kind of normal life. So then I'm pretty sure you will go ahead and be able to find a publisher. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And all the best. Hopefully see you soon on your meetings.
Yes, thank you very much, Astrid. Good luck with Urban Arcade Spaces to all the kids.
Yes, well, soon hopefully we can do that again at the studio. That would be nice, definitely at the gallery. Yes, thank you, listeners, for joining us today. We'll be back next week, obviously. Meanwhile, we hope that you also share our podcast if you like it. You do beautiful reviews for us. So please, listen to us and give us good reviews. Or if you want to give us feedback, then send us some feedback. So thank you so much for everybody joining us today. Have a good week. Bye.